Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Hey, Richies. So you know that this week we're looking back at our favorite episodes from 2021, and there was one episode we both agreed on immediately.
Mm-hmm. The day Shakira was attacked by wild boars in a park in downtown Barcelona, Spain.
I mean, this story has everything. Pig puns, honest hips, and purse snatching.
And of course, Shakira.
Yep, when I said everything, I truly meant everything. Okay, Arisha, scariest animal to be attacked by, go.
A Karen's Chihuahua.
Oh, wow. That's got a lot of layers.
How about you?
For me, it's probably crocodiles or sharks. Apparently, I'm scared of things without arms. I don't know.
Crocodiles have arms.
Oh, they do. They have cute little dinosaur
arms. They're going to be insulted you said that and really come for you now.
So sorry to the crocodile community. But I think I'm reconsidering because mega pop star Shakira was just attacked by wild boars. So they might be moving up on my list.
I know. And it's not like she was out in the jungle. She was in Barcelona, a city.
Seriously, there are no safe places anymore.
I guess things are tough because it was trying to get her purse.
Yeah, honestly, it's so ridiculous. I love it. I mean, we already have to worry about humans attacking us and now wild pigs.
I mean, I don't think you should worry because I feel like you could probably fight off a pig.
Yeah, but you know me. I would never fight a pig. I love them.
Okay, but this isn't Pumbaa from Lion King. Like, this is an actual boar coming for your money.
I know. But, like, I would just bribe it with snuggles and cuddles. And then I would get killed. It would be my fault.
I mean, that's the only way for you to go out, really.
Truly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. Today is Friday, October 1st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today. Give me that hot
goss. So, as if the world isn't weird enough, international pop star Shakira was recently attacked in broad daylight by wild boars.
Yep. Brooke's not losing it. You heard that right. Just like Shakira's hips, we don't lie. So Shakira was at a park in Barcelona, Spain with her 8-year-old son, Milan. I'm sure the two were enjoying a lovely, normal day until from out of the forest, these two wild boars came after her. But unlike her millions of fans, it wasn't actually Shakira they seemed to be after.
Yeah, so Shakira shared the feral hog incident with her fans on her Instagram on Wednesday, and what she did was pretty amazing. So she posted the video to her Insta stories, and in the video, she speaks in Spanish and doesn't show her face. Instead, she just keeps the camera on her bag, which is now absolutely torn to shreds after the incident.
Yeah. So she didn't say exactly where the attack took place or when it happened. In the video, she shows off her ripped bag and says, "Look at how two wild boars which attacked me in the park have left my bag."
I mean, all I can picture is them running toward her and her being like, "No, no, 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 no." And that's it. That's all I can picture.
That's it?
That's it. And they were like, "That's not going to work, lady. Give us the bag." They could be in an underground bag ring. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they are a hot commodity in the boar community, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's going to be designer.
Exactly.
Shakira also said, "They were taking my bag to the woods with my mobile phone in it. They've destroyed everything."
Again.
How deep does this go?
We don't know. These boars could be held captive somewhere. They've escaped. They're like, "We need a phone. We have to call our families. Yeah. They have to get us out of here."
I mean, Shakira's being insensitive. I feel like this is a situation of like poaching, where it's like phones in the boar community are probably truly like premium, and they were like, "Listen, I've got to feed my family. We really got hit by this pandemic. We haven't been fed because humans have been so selfish, focusing on themselves. And this is what they have to do."
So Shakira has her purse shredded, as we said. So obviously she won the battle, and she did get it back from the boars.
Yeah, I mean, she had it in the video, and she proudly told her fans how she got it back from the beast. She said, "In the end, they left the bag because I confronted them," which, what does this look like?
I guess we could say she won the battle of Little Baghorn. I'm so sorry, but I can't stop.
No.
So let's not forget, Shakira's 8-year-old son was with her the entire time. And I guess you could say he bore witness to the attack. I'm so sorry. God. So anyway.
God.
Shakira has two sons with her partner, Barcelona football player Gerard Piqué. And her youngest son, Sasha, was thankfully not with her during the attack. I mean, Sasha's only 6, so he could have been snatched up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But her oldest son, Milan, was with Shakira when the boars went absolutely hog wild on them. Wow. Luckily, both Shakira and Milan seemed to be okay. They didn't disclose any personal injuries. So we don't know how the pigs are doing. I mean, they tangled with a pissed off Shakira, so...
Shakira seems, though, pretty psyched to say she put a little whoop ass on those boars.
Yeah.
So after showing off her ripped purse in the video, she turns the camera on her son and says, "Milan, tell the truth. Say how your mummy stood up to the wild boar." And in classic child response, Milan said nothing, which I love.
Yeah.
But I gotta agree with how an article in Vulture puts it. "He says nothing, but you can tell by the look of him. This is a child who has seen his own mother look a wild boar in the eye."
That is a very specific look to see in a child's eye.
Can't say I've seen it before.
No, same. But listen, as amazing as Shakira's story is, it's not really funny she got up close and personal with a dangerous wild animal, but it's a little funny. I mean, obviously social media is having fun with it, and so are we.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't die, so I think we can have fun with this. So as Shakira fans know, she has that song She-Wolf, and one person tweeted, "Wasn't she a She-Wolf? Fair engagement."
That's a really fair point.
A very fair point.
Yeah.
And then someone else tweeted, "Probably saw her shaking her butt from afar. They thought rump roast. They freaked out."
Another really fair point.
Yeah.
I mean, let's give these boars the benefit of the doubt here. So, okay. This obviously seems like some weird freak incident, but not so much, because lately in some European cities like Barcelona, wild boar attacks are apparently a thing.
Yeah, so it's actually a pretty big problem. Apparently, residents of Barcelona have been complaining about boars disrupting their lives for years.
Yeah.
In 2016, there were a reported 1,187 phone calls to the Spanish police about wild hogs. People complained they were attacking dogs, stealing cat food, stopping traffic, even running into cars in the city. talk about a roadhog.
Wow. We're going to get canceled after this episode.
I mean, if I have to go out, I want to go out on hog puns.
Yeah, same. But I mean, like, it's just like living in like the East Coast with deer. Like, they'll run right into your car.
And that has happened to me. And it's so alarming.
And I'm obviously always more worried about the damn deer.
Yeah. I do love this story. In 2013, one police officer in the city tried to handle the problem himself by shooting a boar. Mm. He missed and hit his partner instead. Fortunately, his partner is okay and no longer his partner, probably. He took a shot to the knee, but went to the hospital and recovered.
Yeah. And it's not just Barcelona that has a pig problem. Boars are apparently blowing up in cities all over Europe.
Yeah. And like most problems in this world, it can be traced back to humans.
Of course.
So, city sprawl is driving wild hogs out of their shrinking habitats, forcing them to live with us. And there's now estimated to be over 10 million of these big, bad wild piggies running amok in Europe. And it's dirty business. Apparently, boars carry a bunch of different diseases and are listed among the world's most invasive species. They can survive in almost any environment, which, good for you, boaries. And more, they're in big cities where they like to live off of trash.
Yeah, so of course it's our fault. Like, get rid of your trash, people. Quit being terrible.
Yeah, stop taking their habitats.
Yes. God. And as these boars have become increasingly aggressive, a lot of cities have tried different tactics to control the problem.
Yeah. So in Rome, the wild hog issue became an actual mayoral race election issue.
Of course it did.
And I mean, there is the video that went viral last year that showed the pack of wild boars just walking down the busy streets of Rome.
Oh, that's sweet. Honestly, if I was running for mayor, I would get on the side of the boars and I would be like, let's allow the boars to vote.
Yeah.
And then I would be mayor.
Yeah.
You got to work with them, not against them, people.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows boar propaganda does not fly well at polls, but good luck.
That's fair. So I don't think shedding light on an urban safety and health issue is what Shakira had in mind when she took her son to the park. But obviously, here we are. And you got to wonder, like, are pigs developing a taste for pop stars? Like, what are we looking at here? Should we all be worried? I have an amazing voice. Am I next on the list?
Right, right, right. And we all know my hips do not lie.
That's...
I don't know. I feel like the pig community just like, and I don't blame them, but they're sick. They're just sick of pop stars. They're sick of them being everywhere, just essentially taking over their communities, and they're pushing back. And I don't blame them. I'd push back too.
Yeah, we did reach out to them for comment. Have not heard back yet. But honestly, in all seriousness, I'm just glad Shakira's okay and she made it out safely.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she's lucky they only wanted her purse.
And lucky that her breasts are small and humble.
So the boys don't confuse them with mountains.
Okay, honestly, I'm so sorry for today's episode, Richie.
You'd never apologize. This was gold.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying,
lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.